up-to-date Orange County news on KX at 1 Laguna. Now.
Police believe the driver of the SUV that caused a five-car pileup on Park Avenue Wednesday may have been experiencing a medical emergency. Police say three of five injured went to Mission Hospital in Mission Viejo, while two others only complained of pain. This year's city council election is shaping up as the most expensive locally in 14 years. Though the final tally won't be in until January, spending in this year's race already exceeds $300,000. Urban planner Rob Zerschmid continues to lead in contributions received, followed by cafe owner John Madison, who remains in the race despite his educational claims have proved phony. In disclosure documents filed this week, the biggest outside source of spending came from Village Laguna, the firefighters and the Taxpayers Association. The taxpayers received a last-minute $5,000 infusion from a retired local resident, which likely funded a four-color mailer, critical of incumbent Tony Eisman and Rob Zerschmid. A new place in town is competing for the attention of the mobs of costumed children and parents that annually plan to flock to Oak Street tonight for Halloween. There, nearly every home drips with spider webs, glows with jack-o'-lanterns, and boasts an apparition or two. Oak and Brooks will again be closed to cars beginning at 5 p.m., reopening at 9, making the destination popular for the chaperones of mock pirates and glittery fairies. At sundown, Steve McIntosh finds out if his Short Street Cemetery actually can lure trick-or-treaters back to his neighborhood, a street that borders the high school on the downhill side. His decorating goes beyond faux coffins and dismembered skulls. It includes four projectors conjuring ghosts who fly through thunder and lightning and chat with fellow ghouls and singing pumpkins that linger near tombstones. Sounds pretty cool. For adult, local watering holes offer their own version of Halloween treats tonight. The Dead Man's Party and Costume Ball convenes at the Shark Bite Lounge, aka the White House Restaurant. The graveyard opens at 9 p.m. with a $20 cover charge. Or take in the Halloween Spectacular at the Marine Room Tavern and Mozambique Restaurant. Both offer prizes for costumes. And Saturday, local artist Sandra Jones Campbell turns her Laguna Canyon studio into a shrine for a Dia de los Muertos party, 2173 Laguna Canyon Road. She hosts with the Laguna Beach Sister Cities Association from 8 p.m. to 12:30 a.m. Festivities include a taco cart and costume contest with prizes. Admission is $25. Mike Garson's promises music lovers will witness firsthand the healing power of music at a Sunday concert hosted by the Foundation for Neurosciences, Stroke and Recovery, Symphonic Suite for Healing. It's comprised of music chosen by patients for its healing qualities, but you need not to be ailing to enjoy the repertoire performed live at 2 p.m. at Laguna Woods Clubhouse 3. The concert will include a special tango performance by Parkinson's patient Nancy Dufault and her husband Bob. Ticket prices range from $19 to $39. That's your Halloween news, courtesy of the Laguna Beach Independent Newsroom. I'm Tyler Russell for KX at One Laguna.